The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How are you doing?
I'm fine today, my pretty. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank goodness my name isn't Hansel or Gretel. Sounds like you're ready for Halloween.
I am. You know, and despite the witch's laugh, I like to play nice with all my trick-or-treaters, so we don't get many tricks played on us. But just in case you do, I've got some tips for removing pranksters' most popular calling cards around Halloween, those being eggs and toilet paper.
Oh, okay. This I've got to hear. Let's start with egging your house. How do you get egg off your house?
Well, you know, eggs on your house are no yolk. Because they can stain and potentially do some damage. So you want to clean them off as soon as you can. You want to make sure that you get them before the sun hits them because, you know, just like you can cook an egg in a pan, that sun can kind of bake the egg onto your siding and really stain it. You also want to be careful. You don't want to scrub it off because teeny tiny bits of shells might be stuck on your siding or paint, and they can become abrasive when you really put some elbow grease in there and scrub it off, meaning potential scratches on your siding or paint. So instead of scrubbing, spray away the egg with your garden hose. Just don't aim the hose full blast at those yolks we were talking about, because then they'll splatter and increase the size of the mess, and you certainly don't want that. One tip we read at Popular Mechanics is to first wet the siding below the egg stain and then gently spray the siding above the egg, and that way the water's going to fall in sheets and just kind of flush away the egg. Now, if you need more cleaning power, you can dip a brush into a bucket of warm water and just some dish soap. Never make the water hot because, again, you could kind of bake the yolks that way, and that's no yolk. And then gently wipe at the egg. If you don't see any sign of shells, you can actually do a little scrubbing, but you want to be careful about that, like we talked about.
Wouldn't it be easier just to, instead of turning on your house, turn the hose on the kids as they approach with the eggs?
Well, there's another thought, yes. But, you know, I it is Halloween, so you could play a trick on the treaters. There you go.
There you go. Probably easier just to give them the candy. On the toilet paper thing, you know, I never totally knew how people got that out of trees, so I'm intrigued here.
Well, if it's wet, it's really tough to remove from trees, right? You could figure that out. So if it's early in the morning when you see the teepee in your trees, you want to wait until the sun evaporates some of the dew. Of course, if rain is predicted, you want to do it before it rains. So here's how. You can use a rake to grab and pull it down. You know, one of those high rakes with the long handles. Use them and pull it down. Or you can use a leaf blower and blast it right out of your tree. You know, aim it up at where the teepee is. Or you can buy one of those telescoping reacher grabber things that people use sometimes to put up their Christmas decorations on tall trees, things like that, and pluck it out with that. Now, where do you find that? Well, sometimes you can find it at a Home Depot or a Lowe's, or just search online. Sometimes those catalogs that have the hard-to-find equipment, you can find it in there. And always you want to start at the top and work your way down, because as you're pulling toilet paper out of the top, some of it's going to fall. And this way, you know, you're catching that as you work your way down.
All right, excellent. And I'll be sure to go in my home supply store and ask for a telescoping reaching grabbing thing.
Yeah, that would be the technical term, yes.
Anything else?
Well, you know, if you're setting up a spooky mood in your home and maybe lighting some candles for Halloween, you may find the next day that you have some candle wax on your carpets and you're wondering how to get it out. So here's how you do that. You want to wait until it's cooled. Otherwise, you're just going to make a bigger mess for yourself. And then you can use a dull knife or some other implement like that. Even a popsicle stick works well. And you want to break up the pieces, the chunks of cold wax, and throw them away. Then if you have some stubborn remnants that have really gotten into the grain of your carpet, you want to cover it with a paper towel or rag and press a warm iron to the area. Do that for a little while. And then replace the towel frequently, because what's going to happen is as you warm the towel, the wax is going to melt and it's going to absorb into that towel, whether it's a paper towel or a rag. And slowly you'll be able to get it all up, but you have to be patient.
All right. Here's something I've heard about from people. Halloween makeup, you know, the kids dress up as things, and it gets on the furniture.
Sure. Clowns, monsters, right? They all take makeup at Halloween. So there are lots of solutions here. There are many commercial carpet and upholstery cleaners that will remove makeup from unwanted places. The only tricky part here is applying these cleaners. So you know how when you get them, they always say, you know, test on an area you're not going to see? Well, with these kind of cleaners, you really want to do that because they can be really strong and they may damage your carpet or your upholstery or take some of the color out of it. So always test the cleaner on an inconspicuous spot. Just apply a dab of it on a white cloth and hold it to the test area for about a minute. If no color comes off, no color is transferred from your upholstery or your carpet on the white cloth, then you're good to go with that cleaner. It's safe for you to use. And when you're using the cleaner, you want to blot, not rub. When you rub on these kind of cleaners, it can really spread the stain. So you want to blot the stain. Start at its outer edges and work to the center.
When you're doing your witch's laugh thing, and all, can't you just kind of wiggle your nose and stuff and make the stains go away?
I wish I could. I wish I could wiggle my nose and get my whole house cleaned all the time, anytime I wanted to. That would be fantastic.
It would be good to be Samantha or either of the Darrens,
yes.
At least for a day.
Absolutely. Sadly, I'm not a witch with that much power.
All right. But Pamela Gertz-Kabadi is an expert in everything about the home, because HouseLogic.com is your place where you can find from the NAR everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Pamela, always good. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.